the Mishnah and the Beis and Maseches Sukkah and the Gemara Daf Gimel outline the basic dimensions of a sukkah. The Gemara Daf Gimel quotes the Machlokes Tanoim as to what the minimum shear for the length and the width of the sukkah is. Beshamay hold that it's Machzekes Kdei Rosho Verubo V'Shulchana, that the sukkah has to be at least 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. Rosho Verubo, the Gemara later on says the Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef, a person can sit in an Amma, which is 6 Tfachim. Shalmi says that the Shulchan in the time of the Gemara, the minimum Shulchan, was a Tefach. So Beshamay holds that you need a sukkah to be Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. Beis Hillel disagrees, they hold that 6 by 6 is enough. We don't measure the Shulchan as well, just Rosh Avrubo is sufficient. And there's a third sheet or two. In this case, we happen to paskin like Beshamay. Tosus points out this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Normally, when there's a machlokes Beis Hillel Beshamay, we paskin like Beis Hillel. But this is one of the exceptions. We have a Kabbalah that we paskin like Beshamay, that the minimum shear for a sukkah is 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. So if a Tefach is around 3.6 inches, so the minimum shear for the sukkah is around 25 inches by 25 inches, a little bit more than 2 feet by 2 feet. That's the minimum shear. And the Mishnah on Daf Beis adds that the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall, the walls of the sukkah have to be 10 tefachim tall. And there have to be a minimum of 3 walls in the sukkah. It's actually a machlokas tanoim. The Gemara points out on Daf Vav on the Beis, some hold that there have to be 4 walls, but we paskin like the Chachamim de Reb Shimon, the 3 walls are sufficient in the sukkah. What does 3 walls mean? So, Zayin al Zayin, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, but the Gemara explains that shtayim pilchason u'shlish es afilu tefach, that only 2 of the walls actually have to be a full 7 tefachim. And the third wall is afilu tefach. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explained that the shtayim pilchason is kemin gam, like an L, and then the third Mingam, and then the third wall only has to be a tefach shochik, the Gemara says, a little bit more than a tefach, 1.1, some kind of a kona, that's 1.1 tefachim. You put it 2.9 tefachim away from the other wall. So, based on lovod, it's as if lovod kesasam dami, it's as if you now have a wall of 4, which is rov of the kosel, rov of Zion tefachim, and then you put a tzuras ha-pesach at the end of the 7. You put a kona, a kona al-gabayin, and that's your full 7 tefachim. It's a complicated wall. It's a lomdisha wall. Right, you have your tefach shochig, a little bit more than a tefach, 1.1 tefachim. Within 3 tefachim, samach la-kosel, samach to the second dofen, so in total you'll have rov of the wall. Rove of the wall is dino kesasa mamish. And then you have the tzuras ha-pesach. It's a shaila if you need a tzuras ha-pesach, if the tzuras ha-pesach can be instead of the tefach shochik. There are 3 dais within rove. We paskin that you need the tefach shochik and the tzuras ha-pesach. That's the third wall.
Tzuras ha-pesach just to get you to 7.
Just to get you to 7, right. Just the extra. You have the tefach shochik, besoch love it to the second wall, and then you have a tzuras ha-pesach. I'm not such a great artist. It's hard to. I think you see the point, right? This is a tzuras ha-pesach. And the 2 konim, and there's that's why I sort of dotted that line. See, you don't think it's a line. There's a string between the 2 konim that finishes the wall. The chiddush is that even though you have those 3 tefachim. Even though you have the 3 tefachim, but you have to somehow cover that 3 tefachim as well. So with the tzuras ha-pesach, then you're fine. That's the minimum shear for a sukkah. Shtayim kilchasen u'shlish es afilu tefach. And then the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph quotes the Machlokes Tanoim, what's the maximum height of the sukkah? The minimum height is 10 tefachim, but Yehuda and the Chachamim have a Machlokes whether l'mala me'esimam is k'sheira or psula. He paskin like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda, that it's psula. It has to be below 20 amos. 20 amos. Approximately between 30 and 40 feet. It's not exactly, but less than 30 feet, let's say. So what's the svara of the Chachamim? Why do we say l'malam esim amos psula? So there are 3 opinions in the Gemara. Maybe some of you are learning sukkah this year, so you're familiar with the Gemara that Beis Amud Aleph. There are 3 opinions in the Gemara, and Rava, whom we seem to paskin, like most of the Rishonim paskin like Rava, he holds that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, according to the Chachamim, Machlokes, whether Diras Arai or Diras Keva. Chachamim hold that it's a diras arai, which means that you have to have the potential to make it arai, to make it flimsy. So taller than 20 amas, the Chachamim say, you have to make the sukkah with very sturdy materials, very strong materials. It can't be arai. Has to be strong. And the Chachamim say, diras arai be'ina means that it has to be roi lios arai. So it has to be lamata mechafama, so it's roi lios arai. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Diras keva means that it can be keva. It can be keva. You can make it even taller than 20 amas, even though you're going to have to use very strong materials for that. Everyone says, the Gemara says, that everyone agrees that you can make the sukkah out of mechitza shel barzel as long as it's less than 20 amas. Right? You have the potential to make it flimsy, so the Chachamim say, you can make it keva, but it has to be roi to be a diras arai. It has to be lower than 20 amas, and then you can even make it mechitza shel barzel. Rabbi Yehuda just holds it. It can even be taller than 20 amas, even though you have to make it keva. That's the whole machlokas. Does it have to be roi to be a diras arai? Well, no, it can be made even at taller than 20 amas, even though it'll have to be kept. Mefarshim point out, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim also argue about another halacha. Let's say you made it arai, or let's say you made it keva. What's the status of the sukkah? Rabbi Yehuda holds the sukkah always has a din of keva. It's always a diras keva, even if you make it arai, there's a din of diras keva. The Chachamim say it's a diras arai, even if you make it out of mechitza shobarza. Nafkamina, does it need a mezuzah? The Gemara in Yuman Daf Yud quotes the Machlokes whether Sukkah Sachag B'chag is Chayev as a mezuzah or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds Chayev, and Chacham say Potter. And the Gemara says it's the Machlokes L'shitasam. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Arai, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. So Diras Keva means that even if you make it Arai, it has a din of Keva. If it has a din of Keva, then it needs a mezuzah. Even though you're only making it for 7 days, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has a din of Keva. So it requires a mezuzah. And the Chachamim say, no, diras arai be'inan. That sukkah has a din of diras arai, even if you make it keva. So therefore, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Only if you have a diras keva would you have a mezuzah. Sukkah is a diras arai, according to the Chachamim, even if you make it keva, even if you make it out of mechitza shel barzel, and therefore it doesn't need a mezuzah. Tosus on Daf Beis, he has the famous kasha. He says, if we hold that even the Chachamim agree that you can make the sukkah keva below 20 yamas, you can make it out of mechitza shel barzel. Right? It's roi to be a diras arai lemata mechav. So then it's kosher even if you make it out of mechitza shel barzel. So frek Tosfos, why does the Mishnah say at the end of the second parak that if you are the gushamim, it's a simen klala b'chag, that if it rains on sukkahs, it's a simen klala in a place where it's not supposed to rain? Why don't you just make the schach keva? Chacham agree you can make a keva. And they hold it has to be made below 20 amas so that it can be flimsy. But you can make a keva, so make a keva. Make the schach in such a way, you'll make it out of planks, out of nesarim. You'll attach the planks with nails, he says. You make it in such a way that the gesham can't come through. And what's the problem? Why does the Mishnah say gesham is a simen klal b'chag? It's not a simen klal at all. You can engineer a situation where it's not going to rain into the sukkah. It's not a problem. So says Tosfos, no, there's a fundamental distinction between defanas and schach. When it comes to defanas, as long as it's roi, lios, arai, that's sufficient. But by the schach, you need arai mamish. It has to be flimsy. You can't make it keva. By defanas, you can make it keva as long as it's below 20 amas. It can be arai. That's kosher. But by schach, schach is special, says Tosfos. Schach is the ikar of the sukkah. The ikar of the sukkah has to be arai mamish. So you can't attach, you can't connect the planks of the schach with the nails because that's keva. And the walls, as long as it's below the 20 amas, you can make it out of anything. Everything is kosher for the fun, as the Mishnah says later on, even the chitza shel barzel. But by the schach, Tosfos says, no, schach is ikar of the sukkah, and the schach has to be arai mamish. So if you're going to be koveh and masmerim, you're going to make it in such a way that the rain can't come through, then the sukkah is going to be psula. A tremendous chiddush, very important yesod of Tosfos, that you see that the schach is the ikur of the sukkah. You need the fanos in order to be machshir the sukkah. You can't just have schach. But the schach is the ikur of the sukkah, and therefore the halachas of schach are different than the halachas of the fanos. There's somewhat of a discussion in the Achronim, what's the ikur of the Tosfos? What's the problem? Is the problem that you can't have rain coming through the schach, or is the problem that you're koveh b'masmerim, that you actually attach the nesarim with nails? Some Achronim say that Tosfos is just troubled with the fact that the sukkah is not going to let the rain come through. The Rabbeinu Tam as a famous shita, he taka says beferish that you have to have the potential for rain to come through the sach. If not, then the sukkah is psula. The Hagos Maimoni in Hilchas Sukkah in Perek Hei Os Tes quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. The Mordechai, the Rosh, all the Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Tam. That the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from the Mishnah that Geshamim is a siman klal b'chag. You see that you have to have the potential for the rain to come through. And if you make the sach in such a way that the rain can't come through, then the sukkah is psula. Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, the Rash Mishans, disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam, and he felt that it's not a problem. You can have rain coming through the sukkah. It's not a problem. The Hagos Maimoni says the Rabbeinu Tam passed his brother-in-law's sukkah. I guess it mamish happened. He passed the sukkah. I guess the Rashi must have fixed his sukkah if he wanted his brother-in-law to sit with him in sukkah, so then he fixed the sukkah. So Rabbeinu Tam is a good raya l'chora. If Gushamim asim and kolo b'chag, so doesn't that show you that there has to have the potential for the rain to come through? Does someone to say it's not such a raya? Because it could be Gushamim asim and kolo b'chag is based on the rov. The Aruch HaShulchan says that since rov devorim that we make schach out of do allow the Gushamim to come through, so Gushamim are asim and kolo, because al pi rov, the way you're going to make the sukkah, the rain is going to be able to come through in the sukkah. Yeah, you can engineer a case where the rain is not going to come through, but because al pi rov, the rain is going to be able to come through. That's why Gushamim asim and kolo b'chag. The Rash actually brings a raya fakert, that the Mishnah says later on in the Afchav Beis that Hama'uva Kimin Bayis Afal Bishenak Alchavim Nir Mitocha Ksheira. If the Schach is so thick, it's Kimin Bayis, so thick, it's almost like a Tikra of the Bayis. It's not quite the Bayis. It's made out of, you know, flimsy material, but you pile it on so much that now the Gisham can't come through. The Mishnah says that it's Ksheira, even if the Kachavim are near Mitocha, the Sukkah is Ksheira. So that sounds like the Rash, no? Sounds like the Rash, that even if the Gishamim are not going to come through, then the Sukkah is still Ksheira. What's the answer? There's a chilik between Kochavim as opposed to Gishamim. The Mishnah only says, Hava b'shena Kochavim nirim mitocha, Ksheira. But maybe what the Rabbeinu Tam will say is that if the Gishamim can't come through, then it's Psula. Even though you can't see the stars, that's okay. Even though they always tell the children that, you know, you have to see the stars, you have to be able to see the stars from the Schach. It's not an absolute requirement. The Mishnah says, even if you can't see the stars, the sukkah is ksheira. Rabbeinu Tam might hold that stars l'chud, gishamim l'chud, that if you can't see the stars, it's still ksheira, but if it's so thick that the gishamim can't come through, then maybe taka, the sukkah is psula. So this is a back and forth, a machlokas rishonim, whether you have to engineer the schach in a way that the rain can come through. So some want to say that's what Tosis had in mind. Tosis follows the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that you have to have the potential for the rain to come through the Schach. And that's why he says, if the Schach is so thick, or if you're going to be Koveh B'masmerim, that the rain is not going to be able to come through, then the Sukkah is Psula. Why? Because the rain can't come through. That's the problem. So if you're going to engineer the Schach in such a way the rain can't come through, Tosis holds that the Sukkah is going to be Psula. The Shaar HaTzion explains a little differently. The Shaar HaTzion assumes that the key, the psul, according to Tosis on Daf Beis, is not the fact that the rain can come through. No, that's not the real issue. The real issue is that you're koveh b'masmerim. That it's called keva, not because the rain can't come through. It's called keva in the schach because you attach the planks of schach with nails. That's really the problem. They quote, there are makoros, there are smuchin lakach from the Lashon of the Rishonim. But that's the issue according to the Shaar HaTzion. Very different. According to the Shaar HaTzion, what would emerge from Tosis is that even if the rain can come through, but if you koveya the schach b'masmerim, that itself might be a psul in the schach, because then it's called keva. Once you use the masmerim, once you use nails to attach the schach, that itself might call it keva, might make it keva, and then the schach will be psul. Two ways to read Tosis. Akoponim, it seems from the discussion, l'chadchila, to be choshish for those shitas that you're supposed to have the rain to come through, if it's me'uva, kemin bayis, so thick that the rain can't come through, l'chadchila, you shouldn't make the sukkah in such a way. And we find sometimes many sukkahs of the tzibur, maybe many public sukkahs are made very thickly. Some of the hotels make the schach of the sukkah very, very thick. So l'chadchila, it's better not to do that, but b'di'evit, you certainly can sit in such a sukkah. You don't have to be choshesh that the sukkah is psula, but b'di'evit, it's probably ksher. You could rely on the other shitas. But l'chadchila, if you're going to make a sukkah yourself, it's probably better. I think most sukkahs that we make, the rain is going to come through. It might not come through immediately, but after a couple of minutes, it's going to start to seep through. But that's a din. That's a din that you really should have, should make the schach in such a way that the rain can actually come through. Question? Yeah. Okay. What materials can you make the schach out of? The Mishnah and the Yud Aleph and Med Aleph in Sukkah says a klal that the schach is supposed to be made out of a dovah shena makabel tumah, gidulei karka, and they add not only gidulei karka, but it can't be mechubel karka. It has to be tolosh min karka. Three requirements for the schach: eino makabel tumah, gidulei karka, and tolosh min karka. What's the moker for this? The Gemara Yud Aleph and Med Beis, going out to Yud Beis, quotes several different makars. The yes.
How do you define against makabel tumah in this case? It's a bamboo, but it's not processed. It's not like the mat. It's just like the legit whole pieces of bamboo. They're hollow inside. You said something makabel tumah, or
I think we assume bamboo is not makabel tumah. They talk about that there's a clay kibul in the bottom of the bamboo. You can get can collect water there. So they say it's not makabel tumah. It's not called a clay kibul. It's not osu lakach. So it's not a problem. But I think we're assuming that bamboo is not makabel tumah. If it were, then you'd be throwing out most of the stock that people used to use. Now they're using the mats. So some mats, I guess most of the mats are made out of bamboo, just cut bamboo. But it's probably not makabel. It's probably not a clay kibul at that point. But the old minhag Yisrael was to use bamboo. So we're assuming that it's not makabel tumah. Yeah. So what's the mokar that it has to be davar shena makabel tumah? It has to be gedulei karka. So the popular answer that's given is the Gemara in Yud Aleph and Beis going on to Yud Beis that Chagasukos Taslacha Shivas Yamin Ba'aspecha Migarncha Umi Yikvecha B'psolos Garin V'yekev Hakosov Medaber. The pasuk implies that B'psolos Garin V'yekev, we're talking about the psolos, the leftover from Garin V'yekev, from your wine press and your threshing floor. So what's left over from the wine press and the threshing floor is tolush, but it's gidulei karka. And it's not makabel tumah. The Gemara talks about maybe it's referring to the anovim themselves. It says can't be for a certain reason. So it's not going to be ochlim. It's not going to have tumas ochlim. It's not going to be makabel tumah. But it has to be gidulei karka. So it has to be ena makabel tumah, gidulei karka, and tolosh min karka. So that's what it used to be. People would make schach out of tree branches. You know, they whatever trees they were cutting down. So the Jews in that area would collect the branches. And then, you know, sometimes became difficult, so they it was commercialized. They started to make schach out of bamboo. What's the din of mamid bedavar makabel tumah? Let's say your schach is not going to be made out of metal poles. It's not going to be. It's gidulei karka, but your mamid bedavar she'eno gidulei karka, bedavar makabel tumah. Is that a problem? Meaning you're supporting the schach with something which is makabel tumah. That's like the old canvas sukkahs. It's not so old. Some people still have a canvas sukkah. Right? There's a metal frame for the sukkah, and then you put the schach on top of the metal frame. So you're not using the metal as schach itself, but it's mamed the schach. The modular sukkahs, you have maybe plastic or something. Right? Plastic is possible for schach, it's not gidulei karka, but then you put the schach on top of that. So is mamid bedavar makabel tumah also a problem if you support the schach with something that's makabel tumah, or only if the schach itself is makabel tumah? So this is a big discussion in the poskim. Yes?
So would it mean, assuming any mamid which violated any of the three requirements, would you...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, if the item that's mamid, I'm just giving you an example, mamid bedavar makabel tumah, but if you're mamid in something that's not gidulei karka, that would also be a problem. So it all starts with the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about what's the din if you somech sukkoso bekarei hamita, if you support the sukkah with bedposts. You have a bed that has some kind of posts, and you somech the sukkah in the karei hamita. Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim, Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama have a machlokas. Rabbi Huda says that it's psula, and the Tanakama says that it's ksher. What's Rabbi Huda's reason? Why should it be psula? What's the big deal that you somech sukkoso bekarei hamita? So the Gemara has two different ways to interpret Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Either mipnei she'ein lo keva, mipnei she'ein lo keva, yisomech b'kari amita, then the sukkah is ein lo keva. What does that mean? It's a whole discussion what it means. Pashup Shad is like Rashi, that ein lo keva means that it's mitaltel, it's movable. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa holds sukkah diras keva be'ina. So if the sukkah is movable, it's not a diras kava, it's felt in kava. So that's why he says that it's psula. But then the Gemara says that that maybe Rabbi Huda holds it's psula because yamame b'davar makabel tuma. Yamame b'davar makabel tuma. The bed is makabel tuma, and you're supporting the schach. You're supporting the whole sukkah b'davar makabel tuma. So that's the problem. Rabbi Huda holds that yamame b'davar makabel tuma is psula. What's the reason Rabbi Huda says that it's psula? So that also is a discussion. The Ran says it's gzeira d'rabbanan. We're afraid that if you're mamet b'davar makabel tuma, then people will think that you can be misakech b'davar makabel tuma. So Chazal made a gzeira that you shouldn't support the schach with the davar makabel tuma. To use davar makabel tuma for schach, that's a psul d'araisa. Chazal extended it even to the mamet, because they don't want you to get the wrong impression that, well, if you can support the schach with the davar makabel tuma, then you can also be misakech with the davar makabel tuma. The whole thing is a gzeira d'rabbanan. Bach is medayik from Rashi there in the sugya. The Rashi holds it's no, it's a fundamental psul. It's a psul daraisa that if you're mamet b'davar makabel tuma, it says if you're mesakech b'davar makabel tuma. That hakol holech achar hamamid. The schach is nikra al shem hamamid. The schach is defined by the mamet. So if the mamet is makabel tuma, then we treat it as though the schach is makabel tuma. It's one unit. So even if the schach is not makabel tuma, if the mamet is makabel tuma, then the schach has a din, a briskevort. The schach has a din of the mamet. It's as if the schach is makabel tuma itself. Yes.
Why can't you say it's
bottle the rope?
Then you have some little parts that are.
Yeah, but the mamet is so ikka. Without the mamet, then the schach can't even stand. So the mamet is considered the ikka. It's the davar choshev. So it's not bottle. I don't want to make comparisons to davar choshev and tarovis and that, but. It's a similar idea, right? If the mamet is supporting the schach, then without the mamet is nothing. So if the mamet is mekabel tuma, then the schach is nikra al shem hamamid, and the schach is viewed as being a davar mekabel tuma. Yes.
So just to clarify, we're talking about a horizontal support, not a vertical support, because of course the walls can be made from anything, any material.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So I was taught that it's an issue only where. If at the proper height the schach stands on top of the walls.
So we're going to get to your point. Okay, that's a good point. I'm starting off slowly, and we'll have to get to your point. It's an excellent nekud. So how do we paskin before we get to the details of how to arrange things? If you assume that mamet b'davar makabel tuma is a problem, so if you were to ask me, I'd say yochev v'rab malacha kerabim. Rabbi Huda argues against the chachamim, so paskin like the Tanakama, like the chachamim. Comes the Rif and the Ramban and other Rishonim, and they paskin like Rabbi Huda Shita. They paskin that some of Sukkosa Bakari Amita is Psula. And the reason is Mame B'dav Makabel Tuma is Psula. That's how the Ramban writes. It's a big Chiddush. If you would ask me, I'd say Yochid Rab Malacha Krab. We paskin like the Tanakama, forget the whole discussion. Mame B'dav Makabel Tuma never started. The whole discussion never started. That's a leave of the Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't paskin like him. The problem is the Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the second reason, not Mabeshe and Lokeva, but the second reason that Mame B'dav Makabel Tuma is Psula. So it seems like maybe there should be an issue, because many Rishonim are paskining that Mame B'dav Makabel Tuma is an issue. So comes the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tofresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel. Paskin is like the Tanakama. That's so much the cost of the Kari Amitis Ksher. So at first, once you get to the Shulchan Aruch, Lechora, there's no discussion. Okay, the Rishonim created a problem. We don't even understand why the Rishonim did that. But Lemaisa, the Mechaber, Paskin is like the Tanakama anyway. So, Ma'am B'dav Mechaber Tumah shouldn't be an issue B'chalal. Yeah, the problem is the other Shulchan Aruch. What's the other Shulchan Aruch? It's the Mitofresh Lamed Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch is mistapek, are you allowed to put schach on top of a sula? Sofik in Shulchan Aruch, Trumas Hadeshin, are you allowed to put schach on top of a ladder? There's some kind of contraption. A ladder, right? There's a ladder. You put the ladder from one side to the other of your defunos. You know, we all have pieces of wood that we put on the walls, then we put the schach on top of that. So he put a ladder. Person put a ladder, and then he puts the schach on top of his ladder. So the ladder maybe is metal. Maybe it's mekabel tuma anyway, it's a kli, but let's assume it's metal. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch has a suffix whether you can put schach on top of the sulam. So frak the Magen Avraham, what's a suffix? Shulchan Aruch just paskin, like the Tanakama, the Rabbi Yehuda, that mamet b'davar makabel tuma is not an issue So what's the problem of putting schach on top of the ladder? You have schach that's kosher v'yoshen. Schach is gidulei karka, it's tolosh min karka, tainu makabel tumah. So what could be the problem? The problem is only in the mamid, but the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Tanakama, the mamid b'davar makabel tumah is not a problem. So the Mogen Avraham gives two answers. His second point is that maybe lechatchila the Shulchan Aruch holds it still awesome. But the Yevid, he passes like the Tanakama, that mamid b'davar makabel tumah is not a problem. That's only with the Yevid. Lechatchila, maybe there's a problem, and that's his suffik. His suffik is, are you allowed to put your schach on top of the sulam? We're not talking about whether you're allowed to sit in the sukkah with the Yevid if you did it. That's your only sukkah. But the question is, lechatchila, can you make the schach like that? It's a shayla lechatchila, whether it's asa. But the Yevid, taka it's mutter. So says the Magen Avraham, according to this, lechatchila, we have to be choshesh. That mamid b'davar makabel tumah taka is a problem. One shouldn't make the schach in such a way that it's being supported by a davar makabel tumah. But it's the Magen Avraham, which you pointed out, it's the Magen Avraham. But let's say you have an eitz hamafsig. Let's say you put a piece of wood between the metal, between the sulam, or on top of your metal frame, and you lean the schach on top of the wood, then that's not a problem. That's not mamid b'davar makabel tumah. That's mamid d'mamid b'davar makabel tumah. That means your mamid d'mamid, the support of your support, is makabel tumah. You got your metal. The metal's not directly supporting the schach. There's a piece of wood between. So the piece of wood, that's called mamid d'mamid. It's often Magen Avraham, a chiddush. Even if mamid b'davar makabel tumah is a problem, but mamid d'mamid b'davar makabel tumah is not a problem. As long as your mamid is ain't a makabel tumah, even though your mamid d'mamid is makabel tumah, that sukkah is ksheira. Even lechatchila, yes.
So let's say your wall's made out of jars.
Made out of
jars.
Okay.
And then you have relatively small, so you don't really need like cross feet. You just lay the schach right on top of those. So you're saying that would be mamid.
That would be mamid b'davar makabel tumah, which would be a problem. But if you put a piece of wood on top of the jars, and then perpendicular to that piece of wood, you put your schach, or put two pieces of wood. Right? You have to support the schach on two sides. You put two pieces of wood on the jars, then you put the schach perpendicular to the two pieces of wood, then according to the Magen Avraham, that's kosher v'yosha. You would see, that's mamid de mamid b'davar makabel tumah, that's not a problem. Yes?
The schach is the chepta of the mitzvah, so if you don't have any support, but you have the walls, and it's supported by the walls, how could we say that would be possible?
Because according to the Magen Avraham, apparently we look only at the mamid, we look at the ikar. The mamid is too far removed, so therefore that's not a problem. That's the Poshup Shad in the Magen Avraham Shita. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem, in the beginning of the second parak of Sukkah, where this Mishnah appears, the Ramban says that Mamid de Mamid is not a problem. So Zokta Magen Avraham, I can't be more machmer than the Ramban himself. He's the source of the Chumrah. So if he himself says Mamid de Mamid is not a problem, then it shouldn't be an issue. Yes?
The Lashon of Mechaber is Yishli Stavik and Mutter. So do we in general say that it's Usser?
I think what the Magen Avraham is saying in the second pshat is that loshon means lechatchila. Is it mutter to make the schach? Lechatchila, can you make the schach if you're mamid b'davar makabel tumah? So even if you say that lechatchila it's aser, but mamid b'mamid is not a problem. Yes.
Wouldn't the piece of wood be considered part of the schach and then it just being mamid b'schach?
So it could be considered part of the schach, but it doesn't have to be considered part of the schach because I have enough schach without that. So even if the wood would be schach pasul, but I can ignore it, it's just a mamid. I have enough schach anyway. But my mamid, the mamid is a davar makabel tumah. No, but mamid, the mamid is not a problem. So I only look at the mamid. The mamid might be, right? The mamid is kosher to be schach. If the mamid is kosher to be schach, then there's no problem of mamid b'davar makabel tumah. So that's where the schach is kosher.
Exactly, we would say that it's like if it's a meal, then it's okay, but if it comes to be like a lot, a big part of the schach.
Right, maybe. If it's rove, so then it would be mevatel, the schach kosher. Comes the Chazon Ish and disagrees with the Magen Avraham. This is a very famous Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, Aruch Chaim, and Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, Oz Beis. Chazon Ish says, I don't think the Magen Avraham's solution to the problem is correct. The Magen Avraham interpreted the Mechaber to be saying, lechatchila, maybe Mamed B'davar Makabel Tumah is a problem. But the Magen Avraham thought of this patent. He came up with this idea. He didn't come up with the idea. He's quoting a Ramban. That mamid de mamid b'davar makabel tumah is kosher. So says the Chazon Ish, I'm not sure the Magen Avraham is really right. I'm not sure that mamid b'davar makabel tumah should be a problem anyway. But Naniach, if you assume like the Magen Avraham that the Chatchila Mamed B'Derech Mekabel Tumah is a problem, I don't think his solution is a solution. He says, I think that just putting an Eitz Mafsik is not going to do you any good. It's not going to accomplish anything. Why do I say that? Writes the Chazon Ish. He says, well, look at the Ramban. The Magen Avraham quotes the Ramban Melchamas Hashem. So look at the Ramban inside. The Ramban doesn't say that an Eitz Mafsik is going to help you. What's the case of the Ramban? Ramban is talking about if you put a sukkah in a tree. Right? The Mishnayos in the second parak discuss some of those cases. You put a sukkah in a tree, so if it's completely in the tree, there are no walls that are on the ground that are supported bidei adam, as they say. Right? It's all in the tree, so then the sukkah is psula. Why? So says the Ramban, well, the problem is you can't be olam labayomtif. I'm sorry. The sukkah is psula, you can't be olam labayomtif because you're not allowed to climb on a tree. But b'chalamoy, the sukkah is kshera. Aye, but it's mamid b'dover apostle eschach. How's the tree apostle eschach? M'chubu l'karka. Right? You can't make schach out of the tree. You can cut off the branches from the tree, but when it's still m'chubu l'karka, it's apostle eschach. So how can you be olin lo b'chalamoy? It's doch mamid b'dover that's apostle eschach. Mamid b'm'chubu l'karka. So says the Ramban. Now, there's no problem over here because the tree is just doing a maisa karka ba'alma. What does that mean? That means the tree is just the ground level for the sukkah. Whenever something is doing a maisa karka, what that means is you can take away the karka and the sukkah will just fall on the ground. It'll be on the ground. Even if you don't have the tree, the sukkah will still be standing. It'll just be standing on the ground instead of on the tree. The tree is just doing a maisa karka. It's not mamid the schach. The schach would be standing just fine even without the tree. The tree is just doing a maisa karka, so says the Ramban. If all the mamid is doing is a maisa karka ba'alma, so then it's not a problem. Right? It's not a problem of mamid b'davar ha'posel esakech bo. Because dal me'ochi the maisa karka, dal me'ochi the tree, then it'll go on the ground and everything is fine. That's what the Ramban meant of the Chazon Ish. He wasn't saying that every mamid the mamid is not a problem. You have to look at every scenario and see whether the mamid is just doing a maisa karka ba'alma. If it's just doing a maisa karka, it's just the ground, and you can get rid of it, and then the sukkah will just be on lower ground. So then taka, the mamid is not an issue. Whether it's mekabel tumah or it's mechubal karka, it doesn't matter. But if the mamid is so significant that if you take it away, the whole sukkah will fall down, it'll disintegrate, and the mamid is being mamid the whole sukkah. So how can you say that it's not significant? Of course it's significant. Take our scenario. You have a metal sukkah, a sukkah of a metal frame. Then you put this little eitz mafsik, a little piece of wood on top. And then you put the schach perpendicular to the piece of wood. So if you take away the mamid, what's going to happen? The whole sukkah collapses. There are no defunas anymore. So you can't just say that the metal is doing just a maisa karka ba'alma. It's not doing maisa karka ba'alma. It's not just the ground level. It's the ikar mamad of the whole sukkah. Without the metal, the whole sukkah falls apart. Dr. Chazon Ish, the Ramban would say in such a case, avada, if you hold mamad b'davar mekabel tumah is psula, then mamad the mamad is not going to make it any better. If you just put the eitz mafsik, what's a hefsik ba'alma? What's that going to do? The metal frame is the ikar of the whole sukkah. Without the metal frame, you have garnished here. There's nothing. The whole thing is going to fall apart. That's not what the Ramban is talking about. The Ramban is talking about sukkah be'ilon. There, the ilon's just doing a maisa karka. So forget the ilon. Dal mehochi the ilon. It's not significant. The mamid is not a davar choshev. So then who cares? But if you make the sukkah out of a metal frame, the Magen Avraham's solution to the problem, says the Chazon Ish, is not going to help you. Because it's just a hefzik ba'alma, but the metal frame is mamid kol asuka kula. The metal frame is the ikar over here. It's not just doing a maisa karka ba'alma. So the Chazon Ish holds that, again, the Chazon Ish me'ikar adin says that mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is not a problem at all. Rabbi Shecht always loves to point that out. The Chazon Ish me'ikar adin holds mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is not an issue. He just says, if you're going to hold like you, Magen Avraham, that mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is a problem, then your solution is not going to be a solution. So those who want to be machmer for the Chazon Ish, they make sukkahs without any metal screws and nails. Forget about a metal frame. You can't even make the sukkah out of wooden planks, wooden boards. Because how do we attach all the wooden boards together? with metal hooks, metal screws, and metal nails. If you take out all the screws and the nails and the hooks, what's going to happen? All sugar is just going to fall apart. So you can't say that those screws are, you know, it's just the mamad, it's not significant. The mamad is called a sukkah kula, because without those pieces of metal, the whole sukkah is going to fall apart.
Pashak's pointing out that idea would be a chumrah.
Well, that is a chumrah of the Chazanish, right? If you're going to be machmer for the Chazanish to say that the Magen Avraham solution doesn't work, so then you'd have to make a sukkah out of, you could make it out of wooden boards, but you have to use wooden screws or wooden nails, some kind of wooden pegs. I think there are those who make sukkahs with wooden pegs, some kind of wooden attachments. I'm sorry?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, there you go. It's everywhere, right? With wooden attachments so that you don't have any metal there. But again, this is a chumrah, al gabi chumrah, as you say, because the Chazon Ish Me'ikar didn't hold it's not even a problem. They didn't mention that part of the Chazon Ish. You know, right? Well, they want to be Yotze Kol HaShitas. They're machmir for the Magen Avraham. But the chumrah of the Chazon Ish within the Magen Avraham. Machmir for the Magen Avraham, that Mamed Levim Kabbalatum is an issue, but the chumrah of the Chazon Ish is that Mamed the Mamed is not going to help you unless the Mamed the Mamed is just doing a Maisa Karka Ba'alma. But if the Mamed the Mamed is actually Mamed is called a Sukkah Kula, if without the Mamed the whole Sukkah is going to fall apart, of course that's an Iker. And that's gonna make the sukkah psula. Yeah.
Mamed is specifically with regards to the entire structure, not just tzach.
Mamed is only talking about something that's not tzach. It's supporting the tzach.
Right. I mean, it's a form of tzach, but there could be like a, let's say if you have like a piece of metal that's basically laid over the end time of the walls, which is supporting the tzach.
Right.
But the structure of the actual walls would still stay up. Like in the case that if you had to have a ladder,
okay.
The way that I imagine is the ladder that's made across from one wall,
right,
the top of one wall to the other. So the sukkah structurally is
right.
The
so if your sukkah there, you're saying if your sukkah is made out of wood,
correct.
Right, your sukkah is made out of wood, so the ultimate mamet of the sukkah is wood,
right.
But the schach won't stand if the ladder falls, and the schach won't stand either. So I don't care about the wood beneath the ladder. The ladder is the linchpin over here. Without the ladder, then the schach is going to fall. So if the ladder is made out of Dharma Kabbal Tumah, that would still be a problem.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. So the schach is definitional
to the sukkah. It's all a function of whether the mamet in question is necessary in order to keep the schach up. That's really the issue. Yes?
So before you mentioned using a mafsik and saying, well, you know, we already have this chach, so we're not going to count it, we'll make it a mafsik. So if we're going to use that, if we use that logic, then the tree branch in the case of the tree, there's no branches on top of the schach.
A tree on top of this sukkah?
This case is there's a sukkah built on a tree.
Right, it's standing, I can't draw it so well,
but
imagine a tree, and
yeah.
The sukkah is built inside the tree. Somehow the branches of the tree are wide enough that you can build the whole sukkah inside
so
the tree.
So what about the schach being covered by the tree, or the branches?
I'm assuming that the branches are only on the side, they're not in the center, and therefore they're not over the tree.
So it's a hollow space?
Yeah.
Going up to the sky?
If the branches would be over the tree, that would be a different shine.
Right.
A sukkah underneath a tree, that's a mishnah, yeah. But we're not talking about that situation, yeah.
The metal screws those who follow the Chazanish don't want to use, that's helping mamid the schach, not to keep the funnels.
It's being mamid the walls, but if you're not mamid the walls, then the schach is going to fall, the whole sukkah will fall apart. So it's going to be both. The Chazanish does have a cooler, though. He says that the problem of mamid and mamid is only in something that is supporting the schach. But if what supports the schach is not a davar mekabel tumah, then even if you introduce a davar mekabel tumah to keep the schach in place so that it doesn't get blown by the wind, that's okay. So the Chazon Ish has an interesting kula here. He says, if you need to nail down the schach in order to support the schach, meaning, let's say you didn't have those pieces of wood below the schach. So the only way the schach is going to stay connected to the defunus, not fall down, is if you nail it to the defunus. That's the problem, according to the Chazon Ish. And similarly, if you were to nail the boards together, because if you don't have the nails, then the boards are going to fall down and the schach will fall down. But, says the Chazon Ish, let's say you have a piece of wood You have wood, and everything is made out of wood. You have wooden nails and screws, etc. But you want to make sure that the schach is not going to move in the wind, so you nail the schach down to the wood that's supporting it. You're not doing that to support the schach. The schach will be supported anyway. If it doesn't, if the wind's not blowing, there won't be a problem. But you're afraid that maybe the wind is gonna blow the schach. A ruach she'eina metzuya, let's say. Ruach she'eina metzuya, which we really don't have to consider, right? A ruach she'eina metzuya is gonna blow the schach. Right? A very uncommon wind is gonna blow the schach. So you wanna make sure that your schach doesn't get lost. But it's not like it's a ruach metzuya is gonna blow the schach. Let's say even a ruach she'eina metzuya. So says the chazanish, that's not a problem because you're only keeping the schach in place with the davar makabel tumah. That's okay. So on that kula, the Mishnah Berurah is momachmer. Mishnah Berurah talks about a case, let's say you're going to tie down the schach. You're not supporting the schach. The schach is supported by wood. But you're going to tie down the schach to make sure it doesn't get blown away. So that, the Mishnah Berurah says, you got to be careful. That you shouldn't tie the schach with chavolim, that are makabel tumah, because that will be considered. That will be considered ma'amei b'dav makabel tumah, and if you follow the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, that will be a problem. So there are chumras and kulas over here. Again, according to the Magen Avraham, ma'amei b'dav makabel tumah lechatchila might be a problem. The Magen Avraham himself thinks that if you have an Eitz Mafsig, that solves the problem. Comes the Chazon Ish and says it doesn't solve the problem. If the Mamed is Mamed Kala Schach Kula, Kala Sukkah Kula. But the Chazon Ish is willing to concede that if all the Mamed is doing is keeping the Schach in place and not supporting the Schach from below, then that's okay. And on that Kula, the Mishnah Berurah is more Machmir. Okay? So like to attach your Schach with plastic ties. Pretty common. You think that that's pretty common? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, that would be a psul daraisa. Plastic is not gidulei karka. Min haTorah, that would be a sukkah psula if you're going to be machmir for the Magen Avraham. According to the Chazon Ish, that's not a problem. As long as the rest of your sukkah is made out of wood, including the screws that are mamed the funos, and that would be okay, because all you're doing is you're keeping it in place. Me'ikar adin, the emes is that the whole thing is just a chum. Me'ikar adin, you really could sit in a sukkah, even if it's mamed b'davar makabel tumah. A metal framed sukkah, you have a metal frame, and it's ma'amei b'dav makabel tumah. Let's say you put the schach directly on top of the metal. Me'ikar adin, it's mutter. The Magen Avraham is the whole Magen Avraham is only a chumrah to begin with. Certainly, if you're going to put an eitz mafsik between the metal and the schach, there's a lot of room to be makel. Chazon Ish is machmer, but there's a lot of room to be makel in that as well. So I wouldn't necessarily try to make the sukkah in such a way that it's ma'amei d'mamed, at least ma'amei d'mamed. To be macher for the Chazon Ish, I don't think in America it's so easy to get these wooden pegs or wooden screws. Maybe there are places, maybe you know of places. I don't know of such places. But most people are makel to assume that mamed to mamed is going to be kosh. Even if we'll be macher, not to put the sah directly on the metal frame, as long as you put wooden beams on the metal frame and perpendicular to that we put the schach, then that's fine, because then the metal is only mamed to mamed, and that shouldn't be a problem. If you're visiting your friend, if you're invited out for a meal and you see that he puts the schach directly on the metal, it's probably mutter to eat in the sukkah, right? B'di'evet. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, b'di'evet, ma'amid b'dav makabel tumah is k'sheira. So you don't have to tell the friend, I can't eat in the sukkah, I have to go home. You can eat in the sukkah even if it's ma'amid b'dav makabel tumah. L'chatchila, maybe you shouldn't make the sukkah like that. Maybe at least try to do what the Magen Avraham says, that it'll be, you'll put an eitz mafsik and then it'll be ma'amid b'dav makabel.
So, what if you have spaces in between, very large spaces in between the wooden beams, and the wooden? Could we consider it one schach if there's too much space?
What do you mean? You have wooden beams on top of your schach, and then you put schach perpendicular to that.
Meaning you have wooden beams.
Tefanos or on,
not
on top
tefanos,
of the
tefanos. On top of the tefanos,
okay.
You have wooden beams at 10 tefachim.
Okay.
Not 10 tefachim. Yeah, at the maximal height. But and above those beams, which are the maximal height, you have a full schach. So, but there's a space in between each of the beams.
Right, so that's
so
perfect.
Why?
The beams might be schach posel, right? The beams might be schach posel because you are mamed the beams on a davar makabel tumah, but it's not enough schach posel to passel the sukkah. It's
right.
Not, we're going to get to it later. Schach posel less than four tefachim doesn't passel the sukkah.
Even if the beams are at the maximum height and the schach is above the maximum height?
You mean 20 amos? Yeah, 20 amas is a different issue, but most of our sukkahs are not going to be 20 amas. I've never seen a sukkah that's 30 feet tall. But it's a halacha. I mean, I guess, you know, you make a Rebbe's sukkah, it has to be bigger, so they'll have to make it taller. So maybe there is such a thing that it's close to 30 feet, but it's psula, so we're not going to do such a thing. But if the schach taka, that's a discussion whether halal sukkah tnan, whether the key is that there should be kosher schach below 20. It's beyond the discussion of the shiur, but it's an interesting shiloh. Okay, some talk about the next case, and that is making schach out of mats. What's the din? Bisman as there much schach comes in mats of bamboo, not independent bamboo, but mats of bamboo. It's much easier to put up and down. So there are some issues that are discussed relating to mats. First of all, the basic issue that if it's a mat, maybe it's a davar mekabel tuma itself. Mishnah daf yitesa mebeis in sukkah says machzelas kanam gedola asol l'shchiva mekabel tuma ve'em esachin ba asol l'sikuch ena mekabel tuma u'mesachin ba. Mishnah says that if you have a machzelas kanam gedola, you have a big mat, so then it depends. If you make it l'shchiva, you make it to lie on, so then it's mekabel tuma and it's possible for schach. If you make it l'sikuch l'shem schach, then it's not mekabel tuma. It's not made to lie on. Made to lie on, then it's a davar mekabel tuma, but if not, then it's not mekabel tuma, and it's kosher for schach. So most of our machzalos, bizman hazeh, are made l'sikuch. Certainly the machzalos that we make, I don't know what all the machzalos in China are made for. Maybe many of them are made l'shchiva. But the place where they make the mats that we have are certainly made l'shem sikuch, and the person who's making them probably even has kavana l'sikuch. The owner of the store who commissions the manufacturing firm in China to make the machzalos, he has in mind that it should be l'shem sikuch. So that issue of asol l'shchiv, asol l'sikuch, l'chor bizman hazeh doesn't apply. It's we assume that it's the machzalos themselves are not mekabel tuma because we have kavana l'shem sikuch. Someone has suggested that maybe the mats, some wanted to suggest when the mats originally were made, that maybe we should pass all the mats because of a gzeras tikra. Gzeras tikra because it looks like a roof. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir have a machlokas in the Mishnah Daf Yudalid. If sikcha bin asarim, with the Nesachim bin Asarim, can you make schach out of planks? There's a further machlokas amoraim in the Gemara. Where was the machlokas tanoim? So we paskin like Shmuel that the machlokas tanoim is if you use planks that are between 3 and 4 tefachim. There's a machlokas whether the schach is kosher or not. But if you use planks that are 4 tefachim, then everyone would say that there's a gzeras tikra. That's a makom choshu, a plank, a beam that's 4 tefachim wide. That's al pnei kula. That's certainly a makom choshev, and that would be posel l'kula yama because of gzeras tikra. Okay, so comes the Rashba in Chuvis. The Beis Yosef quotes Chuvis Rashba in Simit Tofresh Choftes, who wants to say, let's say you make a schach out of planks, but they're not four tefachim, planks that are one tefach a piece, but then you mechaber these nesarim together. So he says that should also be a problem. If you attach the Nesarim together and now you have a combination, a unit of Nesarim that are 4 tefachim wide, so Maishna from one Nesar that's 4 tefachim wide. The Rashba wants to say that even if you attach Nesarim that are less than a tefach, or less than 4 tefachim, you attach them together and they're 4 tefachim, that should also be a problem, a Gezeras Tikra. It looks like a Tikra. The original Machlokas, the original discussion, and the Gemara says that everyone holds that if it's 4 tefachim wide, then there's certainly gzeras tikra. That's because it looks like a tikra sabaya. So if you allow someone to sit in the sukkah like that, they'll think, well, maishna this sukkah, maishna the bias. They'll come to sit in the bias of Kol Hashana, and that's a problem. You can't sit in the bias of Kol Hashana. The sukkah is supposed to be a temporary dwelling. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a din of keva, but it's supposed to be a temporary dwelling. It can't be the bias of Kol Hashana. You can't sit under the tikra of the bias of Kol Hashana. So this gzeras tikra says Dr. Ashban Shuvis, maybe there should be a problem even if you attach nesarim that by themselves should be ksherim, if you attach them together and now it's going to be dalet tefachim together, and the gzeras tikra should apply. So Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his Tshuva Saz Nizbru quotes a tshuva of Rabbi Yoshev, who wanted to say that maybe there's a problem with the mats. That since the mats, you attach lots of bamboo together, maybe we look at it as one unit. So it's like Nesarim of 4 tefachim. So that should be a problem of Gzeras Tikra. So originally, Rabbi Yosha didn't want to be matter than that. He thought it was a problem of Xeris Tikra. But others pointed out that the way the mats are made now, it really shouldn't be a problem. The original mats were made with like flat slats of wood, so you really could make a tikra out of that. Flat slats of wood. But the machzalos that we have, the mats we have, are made out of bamboo that's been cut in half. So many have pointed out no one makes roofs out of these kinds of substances for different reasons. First of all, the mats are made in such a way that rain can come through. The Avnei Nezer in Siman Tafayin Gimel says that if you have a machzeles that's attached, there's no gzeira of tikra if the rain can come through, because no one makes a tikra sabayis like that. Everyone makes a roof in such a way that the rain can't come through. So just the fact that the rain can come through will make the mat kshera. There's not going to be any gzeiras tikra. The Sefer HaSukkah HaSholem quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, who wanted to say that maybe the gzeiras tikra doesn't apply by our mats, even if you attach a lot of pieces of bamboo together, because the konim of the bamboo are very thin. No one makes a roof out of thin sticks, these thin, soft sticks. They make it out of more solid substances. So you can't have a gzeiras tikra on such a thing, because it's not the normal way that the mat is made. Rabbi Shachter likes to say Rabbi Yosef himself was chosebo. Originally, Rabbi Yosef felt that there should be a problem with the mats because of gzeiras tikra. And the way Rabbi Shachter says it over, he says Rabbi Yosef was such a gong. He was the only one who learned all of Beis Yosef. Now, he sat in the Vinkel for many years, and he learned all of Tur, Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch, and everyone looked at him like, okay, he's not learning the Bris Columbus. But then everyone knocks on his door. They knocked on his door to answer all the tshuvas. He knew all the tshuvas, the Rashbas, and everything that the Beis Yosef quoted. So he was the one who dug up the Rashba, who thought that there would be a problem with the mats. But Rabbi Shachter says later, even he was megel, because they showed him how the mats were being made. Well, Yosef admitted that if you make the mats out of the cut bamboo, it's very flimsy, it's something that the rain can come through, it's not something that you would make a tikra out of. So even he admitted in the end that l'chora, there should be no problem with the mats. Mitzad gzeiras tikra. So there's no issue with the mats, mitzad asor l'shchiva. There's no issue mitzad gzeiras tikra. So the only thing left is the string that they use to keep the pieces of bamboo together. That's mekabel tumah. Right? It could be mekabel tumah, or it could be something that's possible for schach. They used to use nylon rope, nylon string, to attach the pieces of bamboo. So some wanted to say, well, forget about all the other issues, gzeiras tikra, nasal v'shchiva. The reality is the nylon rope itself is nakidu lekarka. So how can you use the mat? So some wanted to suggest, well, but what's the issue? Just put a piece of wood on top of your sukkah and then put the mat perpendicular to the piece of wood. So what's really being mamed the mat? What's really being mamed the mat is not the string, but rather what? The piece of wood. That's mamed the mamed. It's the Magen Avraham. It's mafsik. Right? As long as you put the piece of wood underneath the schach is perpendicular to the piece of wood. You shouldn't have any problem at all. Unless you're going to be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah. Right? The Mishnah Berurah said that Mamid B'davar Mekabel Tumah or B'davar HaPosel HaSakeh B'Lo is a problem, not only if you're supporting it from below, but even if what? Even if you're keeping it in place so that it doesn't get blown away by the wind. So the string is certainly keeping it in place. So if you're willing to follow the cool of the Chazon Ish that Mamid B'davar Mekabel Tumah is the only problem below, so as long as you have all wood below, wooden planks and wooden boards and wooden screws and nails, there's no problem at all, right? Even if you're using the nylon string to keep the pieces of bamboo and the mat together. But if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, then you'll have more of a problem. So Be'emes now, I think most mats are made with hemp. Hemp is gidulei karka. It's like a piece of, I don't know what it is, like coming from the bamboo. But it's made out of hemp, so that's the best mat, the best type of mat to buy. I think the mat companies want to make mats that everyone will accept. So I think many companies that make mats use hemp to keep the bamboo together. So that's not mekabel tumah. It's not braided. It's gidulei karka. It's not mekabel tumah. So that according to everyone would not be a problem. But Be'emes, even if you have nylon, you know, mats that are attached with nylon, according to many shittas, you could be mekel. You support the mat with wood, according to the Magen Avraham, that should be okay, because right, that's the real support of the schach. And even the Chazon Ish, who's machmer against the Magen Avraham, even he is willing to be mekel. That as long as your string, that if the only thing you have is your string on top, keeping the schach in place, then that's okay. Yes.
Let's say you said the problem was that the plastic string would be keeping in place from flying away. Let's say you put 2x4s on top of it, then and you remove.
Oh,
that
so
then
someone is
no
that's an excellent
fly.
Point. Excellent point. Someone to say just put a 2x4 on top, and then there's no problem because the string is not really doing anything. Some people try to do that. Yeah, some people actually put it. It might be a good idea anyway because I can tell you from experience that if you don't put the 2x4 on top, it doesn't matter that the bamboo is attached with the string, it's going to blow in the wind anyway. And then it's going to fold over. It's a disaster. So you have to put the pieces of wood on top anyway. You put the pieces of wood, so it's the wood that's holding the bamboo in place anyway, so then there's really no problem of mama b'dav mekabel tumah. The Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Tezvav says, achotet begodesh lasos lo sukkah in a sukkah, that if you carve out, if you hollow out a haystack to make a sukkah, that's not a sukkah, meaning that you put the hay on top, and then later you decided that you were going to make a sukkah out of it. So the Gemara explains, Maran Daf Yud Beis says, what's the problem with chotet begodesh? Tasa v'lo mina asi. Chagas sukkos tasa l'chashiv asyam. It says you need an asiya. And here, it's not a tasa, there's no asiya, because the defanos and the schach are made from before. It's just you're hollowing out the mokom from inside. So that's psula. It's not an asiya, and therefore it's going to be psula. But says the Gemara, Daf Tezayin, Mar says that if you started with a tefach in height, the meshech shivat fachim, meaning if at first you put a little bit of hay around, you have a height of a tefach, the meshech seven tefachim, then you put the rest of your haystack all over, so then you'd be allowed to hollow out up to 10 tefachim. That's okay, because as long as you had the tefach echad in height and the dolphin, the meshach shiva, then that's okay. Why? Says Rashi explains, Tasa v'lomina osi is a psul in the schach, not the defano. So here, you have a din schach, you have a din ohel, because you have the meshach shiva tvachim, you have a tefach of dolphin. So as long as you have a little bit of a mechitza, there's a shame ohel on the schach. There's a shame schach. The only problem is you don't have a dolphin. There's no sheer dolphin. You need 10 tvachim for that. So Tasa v'lomina osi is not a problem in defanos, it's only a problem in the schach. That's what the Gemara says. So this idea is also quoted in the Mishnah earlier. The Mishnah and the Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, Hidla sagefin, hidla les agefin, v'sigech agaba is psula. If you lean over a tree or a vine or something on top of the sukkah, so then it's possible. But in katsa sang sheira, if you cut it off, so then it's kosher. But says the Gemara, it's machlokas samaran, but we paskin that you have to shake the schach, you have to pick it up and down, because since the tree was already leaned over the schach, it's tasa v'lomina osoy, if you're just going to cut it off. If you cut it off, that's not nasiya. We paskin that the ktsitz itself is not nasiya. You need the placing of the schach on top of the mokum. So we would paskin that if you lean over the tree, it's tasa v'lomina osoy, and then you cut it off, it's tasa v'lomina osoy, unless you actually move the schach. You have to pick it up and down in order to make it an asiya that you're actually putting the schach down. Yes?
Can you just explain what exactly you did over there? What's...
Yeah, what you did is you somehow built up, you put some kind of wooden structure that's kosher for schach. Well, let's say you put hay over here. But somehow you were able, see, I'm just trying to think, how could you put the hay up and yet it's going to create that kind of halal? You probably, let's say you put a piece of wood here and then you put some kind of beams across, they can be schach, because you wanted to make some kind of support. I have no idea why you did this, but you made a halal, so the meshech shiva, you have a dofen of one tefach. So it turns out that the top piece has a din schach. If it's all on the ground, you don't have a halal, so it doesn't have a din schach, because if there's no dofen, there's no ohel, unless you have a gag with a mechitza. If you have at least one tefach, there is a mechitza. It's not a mechitza that's ksheira for sukkah. For that, you need 10 tefachim. But it is a shame mechitza. So if it's a shame mechitza, then there's a shame schach. So then when you hollow it out, there's an asiyah from the beginning. It's tasa v'lo mina asi. It's mina asi because you already have the hay. It's mina asiya that you did have the hay, but you had a schach before, because from the beginning there was an asiya of schach, since you had at least the one tefach of dofen. This idea of tasa velomina asiya relates to two important shilas that the post can have. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Chav Vav Sif Gimel, he writes that one is allowed to make a sukkah underneath an awning. That means that let's say it's raining out, but you want to get up your sukkah before sukkahs. So you're going to keep the awning down, and you're going to put up the sukkah even with the awning. The awning is much higher than the sukkah. So you can put up the whole sukkah with the awning over. So is it mutter to do that? So comes the Ramah and says, he thinks that that's fine. It's not tasa velomina osi because the awning is openable. We don't look at that as a gag. It's not a real gag. Since you can open the awning, so that's an asiya. It's an asiya from the beginning. When you open the awning, so you'll have your asiya, everything is fine. The Mishnah Berurah there quotes from the Bach who's machmir. Mishnah Berurah, the Bach says that you actually have to make your sukkah with the awning open. You can't make the sukkah with an awning closed. Because the Bach says that the Yatchilas Asiya has to be an Asiya, that's Kshera. Everyone agrees that you can close your sukkah on Yom Tov and open it with the one. That's not a problem. But the Bach says that if the Tchilas Asiya is made in such a way that the Schach would be posel, Schach would be posel if it's below an awning. The awning is Schach posel. So the Schach would be Schach kosher that you're putting underneath the awning would not make the sukkah Kshera if the awning is closed. To Zokter Bach, that's not an asiya, because the Tchilas Asiya has to be made b'kashrus. I can close my sukkah, put the awning over the sukkah, that's okay. But my Tchilas Asiya has to be made b'kashrus. If the Tchilas Asiya is made with the awning over, then that's going to be a problem. So maybe some are macher for the Bach. The reality is the Ramah says it's not a problem. The Ramah says that when you open up the gag, that's called your asiya. It's called your asiya. You're making an asiya for the sa. That's enough to be called an asiya. And the Bach says, no, it's not enough for the tchilas asiya. The tchilas asiya has to be on the schach itself. So you have to make the schach with the awning open. So it's better. It's better to make the sukkah without an awning over. What's the other case that they talk about? The Ramah at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Hey writes that one should not put up the schach before the defanos. First put the defanos up and then the schach. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Tes, Simin Tov Reish Lamed Hei, Sivkotin Tes says that the schach has to be made l'shem tzeil. There has to be a din ohel in the schach. And as we said, the din ohel only applies if there are mechitzas. So if you put the schach up before the funos, it turns out there's no shem ohel, there's no shem schach on the schach that you're putting up. Because there's no mechitza there. You just have like a pole, let's say. Right? The metal, the canvas sukkahs, the metal pole. So it's, you know, it's pretty common. It's a lot easier to put up the schach in the sukkah if you can walk through the sukkah. You bring your schach in. There's no need to hoist it over the side of the sukkah. You actually bring it into the sukkah. Put your chairs up in the sukkah. It's much easier to put the schach in before you put the canvas around the sukkah. So one might think, well, let's put up the schach first, then we'll put the defanos up. Says the Ramah, don't do that. Put the defanos up first. Because if you put up the schach first, it's tasa velomina osoi. Because you don't have a shame schach. There's no shame ohel on the schach until you have the dofen up. So then when you put up the dofen, then the schach becomes kosher, but there's no asiya in the schach, so you got to put up the defanos first. The Mishnah Berurah says you got to be really careful about this. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sukkot and Yud, he says there are many achronim who would say that even b'dieved it's possible. So you got to be careful if you have one of the metal sukkahs, put up the defanos first, put up the metal, put up the canvas, and then put up the schach. Because if not, it will be tasa v'lamina osui. And then your schach is going to be psula. If you did it, then what you can do is you can pick up the schach. After you put up the defanos, then just pick up the schach and put it down. Pick up the schach, put it down. And then the schach is going to be kosh.
Is that b'dieved? Don't do that? Even?
That's even l'chatchila. To pick up the schach and put it down, then it's a new asiya. If it's a new asiya, then there's no problem.
You really could construct yourself in that way.
Right? Then if you lift up the schach, put it down, then that's an asiya. So basically, it's like you're putting up the schach now. Yes?
The Ramah says that taking away the awning counts as the asiya.
Yeah.
So how is that coming away different from making it halal?
Because the godish is schach. The godish is schach kosher. Where is your asiya? Where is your schach, I should say? if you didn't have this schach over here, right? So then it turns out that the real schach is here. If this is full from the beginning, the real schach that you have is here. You're just hollowing out to get that schach. You're not putting the schach down. If you put schach down, if you have the chalal teva, then the schach, then you made an asiya here, and then the rest of the schach can be mitzarev. You have a whole, all the schach that you're pouring on is more asiya, and more asiya, and more asiya. So even this schach, there was an asiya for from the beginning. Okay. The Mishnah on Daf Tes in Sukkah quotes Machlokas Beishan Beisila whether a Sukkah Yeshana is Ksheir or Psula. What does it mean a Sukkah Yeshana? If it was not Nasa L'Shem Chag, it's an old Sukkah, it wasn't made for the Yom Tov. So we hold that if you make a Sukkah L'Shem Yom Tov, then even Metchilas Hashana it's Ksheir. But let's say you didn't make a Sukkah L'Shem Yom Tov, Stam. You made a Sukkah Stam, a hut. Right? Is that Ksheir or not? So we assume Toch Lamed Yom within 30 days. It's certainly L'Shem Sukkah, and that's Ksheira. But if it's outside of 30 days, it's not L'Shem Sukkah. It's Machlokas, whether Sukkah requires L'Shmo or not. You made the Sukkah, but it wasn't L'Shem Chag. Is that the Ksheira? Beishamai says that it's Psula. Beisila says it's Ksheira. Beishamai holds Chag HaSukkah Tas L'Chashu Yamim L'Chol L'Shem Chov Chod. The Gemara says you need L'Shmo by Sukkah. And we pass in like Beisila that you don't need L'Shmo by Sukkah. They hold L'Chol L'Me'ute Gzula. It's different. There's a different drasha for L'Chol. There's no need to have Lishma by Sukkah. The Gemara earlier on Daf Ches has a different case. On Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about what's called Sukkah's Ganvach. It's an abbreviation. Sukkah's Ganvach stands for Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim. Right? A Sukkah that's either made by an individual who doesn't have L'Shem Sukkah, there's no Chiyuv for them to have a Sukkah at all. Noshim, Goyim, Kusim. They're not doing it L'Shem Sukkah. Behema, it's a shayla if the Behema is making the Sukkah or if it's made L'Shem the Behema. Either way, the Behema doesn't have a chiyuv of Sukkah. So Sukkah's Ganvach, the Gemara says, is Ksheira. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Ches Amud Beis. It's Ksheira, even though it's not made L'Shma, because the people that are making it are not B'nei Chiyuv. But Kol Shenasa L'Shem Tzel Sukkah, as long as it was made L'Shem Tzel. L'Shem Tzel has to be made for Shem, as opposed to what? So the Gemara, the Mepharshim say, that if it's made l'shem tznius ba'alma, now let's say a person makes this sukkah because they don't want people to see what they're doing. It's not shade from the elements, from the sun. Made l'tznius ba'alma. Or some rishonim have a lashon if it's made l'odeh b'kol hashana. You're making the sukkah l'odeh b'kol hashana, not as a temporary dwelling, not just for sukkahs or you know a flimsy structure. You're making it l'odeh b'kol hashana. L'odeh b'kol hashana is a psul d'oraisa. It has to be sukkah. It has to be a temporary structure. But Yehuda holds it's a diras keva, but it can't be made l'odeh b'kol hashon. So that's what the Gemara says. Sukkah's ganvach is ksheira, even though it's not made l'shma, as long as it's made l'shem tzel sukkah. So Mepharshim point out that l'chor b'shamay has to argue with that Gemara. B'shamay who holds sukkah yeshon is psula because they claim that sukkah has to be l'shma, they must hold that sukkah's ganvach is also psula because it's not l'shma. Beis Hillel is free to say sukkah's ganvach is ksheira because Beis Hillel says you don't need l'shma by sukkah. So therefore, Sukkah's Ganvach can be Ksheir as well. Comes Tosis on Avtes and quotes Yerushalmi, who says that Sukkah Yeshana, even Beis Hillel, holds that although the Sukkah is Ksheira, but you have to be Mechadesh Badova. Beis Hillel says that even a Sukkah Yeshana was made L'Shem Tzel, it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah, you have to be Mechadesh Badova. You have to do something. What does it mean, Mechadesh Badova? So either Tefach al pnei kula, mechadesh a little bit of schach, a tefach al pnei kula, a tefach with al pnei kol asuka, or tefach al tefach. Tefach al tefach, schach. Beisila says you have to be mechadesh badova. Sukkah yeshana, it doesn't have to be lishma, but you have to be mechadesh badova. That's the Yerushalmi within Shitas Beisila. Wow, this is quite a chiddush, because from our Gemara, you don't see anything like that. Beis Hillel just says, Sukkah Yishan is Ksheira, Sukkah Ganvach is Ksheira, no problem. Comes to Yerushalmi and says, no, Beis Hillel agrees that you have to be Mecharish Badova. And there's a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Saposkim, I would say, the Beis Yosef and the Ran, whether this is Ma'akeh B'di'evet, or it's only a din L'chatchila. But that's the din of the Yerushalmi. Right? The din of the Yerushalmi is that you have to be Mecharish Badova. What's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? Why should I have to be mechadesh badavar? So there are different approaches given by the Mefarshim. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafresh Lamed Vav, Sifkat and Dalid, he says that the Ran holds The Ran who says that that it's a din lechatchila, right? It's a mitzvah min amuvcher to be mechayesh b'davar. The Ran holds that it's a din derabban, that Chazal wants you to make a heker. That even though Me'ikar and the Beisila says sukkah yeshana is ksheira, they want you to make a heker because people are going to think, if I can use this sukkah yeshana, then I can even use a sukkah that was made lo debakol hashana. What's the difference? Sukkah yeshana, it's an old sukkah. I made the sukkah 6 months ago, right? So if I'm not mecharish badover in the schach, something in the schach, tefach al tefach, tefach al b'nei kula, I might think that that I can make a sukkah lo debakol hashana. That's kosher for a sukkah, and that's not true. Lo debakol hashana, you can't. So therefore, Chazal instituted that even according to Beis Hillel, you have to. Beis Hillel holds that Chazal instituted that even though sukkah yeshana is ksheira, but you have to be mecharish badover. Says the Mishnah Berurah, once we hear from the Yerushalmi that Beis Hillel holds that a sukkah yeshana, you have to be mecharish badover. So plug it in. We said that sukkah's ganvach is the same as sukkah yeshana according to Beis Hillel. So in sukkah's ganvach as well, you have a sukkah that's made by someone who's not a barchiv. Right? Made by a goy, or made by an isha, or made by a katan, right? A superintendent of the building, a non-Jew, made by a katan, made by someone who's not a bar chiyuv, who can't make a lishma. So Beis Hillel would say that you have to be mecharish badover. That you can't have the ganvach making the whole sukkah for you if you're not mecharish badover. Even Beis Hillel would say that it's a problem. So it's based on this that many posts can point out that even if you're going to have the superintendent of the apartment building put up the sukkah, you should be mecharish badava. You should have a Jew go over and pick up one beam of schach. Tefach al pnei kula. I mean, how much is that? Pick up the bamboos. Pick up a little bamboo so that you'll be mecharish badava. At least some of the asiyah will be done by a Jew. And that will be mashlis sukkah. But you have to be careful about that, because if not, then you won't have the Yerushalmi according to Beis Hillel. You're supposed to be mecharish badava. Don't have the non-Jew. Don't have the katan make the whole sukkah. You gotta do an asiyah. So you have to pick up and down, right? Pick up a piece of the schach and put it down so that you'll be mecharish tefach al tefach, tefach al pnei kula, you'll be mecharish badover, and then the sukkah is going to be ksher. Again, if b'dievet you didn't do it, let's say you forgot, erev yomtiv, you're busy with the lulav and esrig and tying everything up and taking a shower and whatnot, and you come to the sukkah and you say, gevalt, the superintendent put up the sukkah, and I forgot to be mecharish badover. So b'di'evit, it's probably okay, because there are some of our Shem who say, l'chatchila, Beis Hillel holds you need to be mechash b'davar, but b'di'evit, it's l'kasha. L'chatchila, it's a better thing to do that. And it's better for a person not to have the katan. A person has a katan, you know, he has a 10-year-old child, 11-year-old, 12-year-old son. So if you're going to have the son do it, at least be mecharish badavar. You have to move some of the son. Don't just assume that the 12-year-old son can make the whole sukkah. You should try to be mecharish badavar. I would mechayish badaver to be mekayim that din lechatchila koin to beisul. Yes.
And the Ran says the gezeira is that some people might think you could make a sukkah lezur b'chol hashana.
Exactly.
Doesn't beisul say that? Doesn't beisul hold that the sukkah lezur b'chol hashana would be okay?
Not lo debakol hashana. Beisul says that if you made the sukkah as a temporary structure, even though it was made a shana before, it was made a year ago, but you made it as a temporary structure, then it's kosher. But if you make it to be there, you make it because you want to be dor there kol hashana, that's a psul daraisa. That's not a sukkah. Sukkah is that I made it only for a short amount of time. I can make it keva according to some shittas, but I made it only for a certain amount of time. Okay, the din is that avir, yeah, we do have a little bit more to cover. Yeah.
The extension of the law by the Mishabura to Ganvach, but I understand
what Ganvach is also not lishma. Because the sukkahs ganvach are made by people who can't be mechavin lishma, either because they're not b'nei hachi, like a non-Jew, or a kusi is not going to be thinking lishma, or an isha is not chayevis in the mitzvah, and there are many who hold that a woman can't have the lishma. Whatever structure she made, we assume she didn't make it l'shem sukkah because she's not even mechayevis in the mitzvah of sukkah.
Wasn't the zera about people being confused about a sukkah that was made in the U.S. culture and not about a sukkah?
If the sukkah is not made l'shma, l'shem chag, so then there's a concern that people are going to think that you can make a sukkah lo debakol hashana and use it for the mitzvah of sukkahs. Okay?
L'shem tzel or ganvach, we assume no one other people would do it l'shem tzel, even though it's people make huts for l'shem tzel.
They make l'shem tzel is fine, but lo debakol hashana is a problem. So if it's not lo debakol hashana, there's no issue. There has to be a basic kavana that you're making it as a sukkah. A basic kavan of a sukkah means that you're making it for shade. If you make it just for tznius ba'amu or just lada b'kol hashana, that's not a sukkah. It's felt in the ikar definition of a sukkah.
And a superintendent, we assume, would understand that he's putting this out for 7 days to shade people. We would understand that.
The reason why the superintendent is a problem is because the superintendent doesn't have lishma. A goy doesn't have a kavan lishma. The Gemara in Gittin and other places says. So he's not going to be mechaving l'shem sukkahs. He's not. He's putting up the sukkah because the Jew told him to put it up. But he doesn't have kavanah l'shem. Just like if he writes a get, the Jew told me to write a get. But l'shem gerishin, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha, l'shem gerishin. He doesn't have l'shma. He doesn't. He's not.
Doesn't he only need l'shem tzel? That's what I understand.
Right. You only need l'shem tzel, but a sukkah that's not made l'shem sukkah. Right. L'shem mitzvah. Beis Hillel has this extra problem that we're afraid that people are going to think that even a sukkah lada b'kol hashana is mutter, because after all, there's no lishma in the sukkah. But without lishma, the sukkah is kshera. Of course it's kshera, but you'll think that you can make a sukkah even if it's lada b'kol hashana. The halacha is that schach passels in the sukkah, and avir also passels in the sukkah. What does that mean? So schach passels if it's dalet tfachim. It's a gemara in daf yud zayin. Shulchan Aruch and tofresh lamed beis sif aleph. Schach passels b'dalet tfachim. Now, the normal case of schach posel that the Gemara is talking about is where you have a small sukkah. And if you have schach posel, what's going to happen is it's going to split. If it's al panei kula, it splits the whole sukkah in half. Imagine if you have five tefachim on one side, five tefachim on the other side, and you have schach posel smack in the middle. So if you're going to say that the schach posel passels the sukkah, then it turns out you don't have zayin al zayin, because there's only five tefachim on each side. So comes the Gemara and says, it only passels if it's dalet tefachim. If it's dalet tefachim in width, al pnei kula, then it splits the sukkah in two, and if you don't have the right shear on either side, then the sukkahs are going to be psulas. That's the ikker case of schach posel, where schach posel was said. But it's not so common by us, so the post can point out that schach posel will also passel, even if you have enough schach on either side, if it's dalet tfachim in length, by some kind of minimal shear in width, right? Some say dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim, that's a shear chashuv. I've heard others say dalet tfachim by gimel tfachim, it's yotze from a sheer lovud, so that creates a chashiva. So if I have schach, that's dalet by dalet, or schach posel, that's dalet by dalet, or dalet by gimel, so that's a chaticha chashuva, and then it doesn't matter whether it's going to split the sukkah or not, it's schach posel. What's the nafkamina schach posel? Oh, if it's schach posel, then you can't sit underneath the schach posel. If I have less than dalet tfachim, even though it's schach posel, right, I have metal, or non-gidule karka, kabbalton, whatever. If it's less than dalet tfachim, then it's not possible, and one would be allowed even to sit underneath. That's schach. L'chatchila, one can sit underneath schach possible if it's not dalet tfachim. Very important to know. You have a pole that's in the middle of your sukkah. If it's not dalet tfachim, you can sit underneath it. Right? It's got to be. It can go al pnei kula, but if it's not some kind of a significant width, if it's not gimel tfachim, dalet tfachim in width, then it's not a problem to sit underneath it. It's only if it's dalet by dalet or dalet by gimel, some kind of significant width. Ramah writes that you should be careful not to have any noy sukkah hanging down below dalet tfachim from the schach. What's the problem? So at first glance, it shouldn't really be a problem, because if all you have is a noy sukkah hanging down dalet tfachim, if it's not a significant width, so who cares? It's not dalet by dalet. It's not enough schach pasul to pasul, so what could be the issue? So they explain, Mishnah Berurah and others explain that, no, the concern is that if you have any noy sukkah hanging more than dalet tfachim down from the schach, so now it's viewed as separate from the schach, right, the hefsek, and we're afraid you might put too much noi that you'll have dalet by dalet. The noi that you have doesn't really pasul, you know, you really could sit underneath it. You know, they have some kind of decorations that are, like these big decorations that hang down. And some of them might be dalet by dalet. They might be a significant amount, but they have other decorations that are like, you know, the streamers that, you know, they hang low, they hang high, whatever you can put them. So Me'ikar Adin, it's not really such a problem to sit underneath that, because it's not dalet by something. It's not dalet by gimel, not dalet by dalet. It's not really a shmokam choshev to pasel. The Ramah is saying it's also to make the schach that way, because we're afraid you'll put too much noy in, and it might, if it's too low, you might put in a lot of noy, then you'll have dalet by dalet, and that will be schach pasel, and then your taka wouldn't be able to sit underneath it. So, but you should be careful, right? You can sit underneath the noy sukkah. First of all, if it's not dalet tfachim, hanging down dalet tfachim from the schach, there's no problem at all. Even if it's hanging down dalet tfachim from the schach, if it's just a very small area, L'chori, you could sit underneath it. You shouldn't put up the noy that way because there's this gezeira that we're afraid you'll put it up. You'll put up too much. Avir pasels begimel tvachim. That means that if you have an opening of mischach of three tvachim, we don't say lavad kesasim, and then it'll pasel. And you're obviously not allowed to sit under the avir. Just like if you have schach pasel, you can't sit under the schach pasel. Abdalat tvachim. But the chiddush by avir is that if you have less than if you have less than gimel tfachim, less than the sheer lavud, it doesn't pasel, but you still can't sit underneath the air. By schach pasel, if you have less than four tfachim, it doesn't pasel, and you can sit underneath it lechatchila. By avir, even if you have less than gimel tfachim, it's not going to pasel, you still can't sit underneath the avir. What's the difference? It doesn't pasel, so you should be able to sit underneath it. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yud explains that the hefsik by avir is nikir much more. If I have schach kosher, and a little schach pasul in the middle, it all looks like schach. But if I have schach, schach kosher, but avir in the middle, the avir is a hefsik. So because the avir is a hefsik, even though it's not going to pasul because it's less than three tvachim, you still can't sit underneath that avir. That's the difference between avir as opposed to schach pasul. So frak the rush, if you can't sit underneath avir of less than gimel tvachim, heichan matzino, that you can sit underneath any sukkah. There's always airspace in the sukkah. If you make it move, it can in bias, like we started with, so then there's no airspace. But most of our sukkahs, you have airspace, you can see the stars, you can see the sun, you can see whatever, you can see the sky. So how can you make such a sukkah? There's airspace. How can you sit underneath the sukkah? There's airspace. Does Dr. Rush know that the only time that avir is a problem to sit underneath it less than three tvachim is if it's avir al pnei kulo. You have an airspace going straight from one side of the sukkah to the other. That you can't sit underneath it because that's choshev. That's nikkur, the hefsik. That you can't sit underneath it. But avir here and avir there, a little piece of avir, that's not a problem. It has to be avir apnei kulo. So the poskim say what one should do when you put up the schach is you should always have one beam going perpendicular to the schach. So if you're afraid, if your beam underneath the schach is your mamid, so that you won't have the mamid, so then I wouldn't use that beam. So put a piece of schach perpendicular on top of your schach, the other way, so then you'll never have an avir apnei kulo. And then you won't have a problem with sitting underneath any avir. Generally speaking, you probably won't have the avir al pnei kulo anyway. If you're using mats, you know, they always, the bamboo attaches somewhere. You're not going to have an avir al pnei kulo. But you want to be choshesh, between the mats you'll have an avir. It might be a problem. So put a piece of bamboo, put a piece of wood the other way on top, and then you'll be sure that you won't have an avir al pnei kulo, and it'll be fine. And finally, we said, schach pasul, pasul v'dalat tvachim, that's be'emtza. Minatzad is another kulam. That's called dofen akuma. That if you have schach pasul minatzad, if it's less than dalet amos, right? Dalet amos, 8 feet, 6 feet, if it's less than 7 feet, whatever it is, the exact shear. If it's less than dalet amos, and we say dofen akuma, we treat it as though the wall is bent. Clearly, you're not going to be able to sit underneath that area because it's wall, it's not schach. But it won't pasul your sukkah. It'll be able to attach to the schach. We won't treat it as a hefsik, and then it'll be ksheira. This is very common. If you have some kind of overhang, sometimes you have an awning. The leftover of the awning is on the side of the building. You have a gutter on the side of the building, so that's schach pasul. So can you sit underneath that awning, the leader, the gutter, whatever? The answer is if it's less than dalet tfachim, lechatchila you can sit underneath it. But if it's more than dalet fachim, Dofen Akuma tells me that if it's less than dalet amos, it's not a problem. It's not a problem in the sukkah, but you can't sit underneath it because it has a din of a dofen. Okay, so that's the din of schach pasul, that Dofen Akuma tells me if it's minatzad until dalet amos, it's okay. But the emtsa, schach pasul is going to pass over dalet fachim. Okay, we'll stop here.